What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 53 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. For this episode, we're going to be talking about how Porsche is sending off the 991 generation with a special vehicle they're calling the 911 Speedster. So as usual, everybody, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So like I said, everybody, Porsche is officially done with the 991 generation, and they're moving on to bigger and better things. I mean, we can sit here and talk all day about the 991, but a couple things that I thought were huge is the 991 generation assisted in breaking records, setting new trends for the sports car, and honestly, I think the 991 generation brought a whole new fan base to Porsche, which I think is the biggest thing out of all of them. Getting right into this special vehicle they're making to send that 991 generation off, the 911 Speedster. It's actually based on the Carrera 4 Cabriolet, which means it will feature a 4-liter flat six and a 6-speed manual, which is absolutely huge for Porsche to do because the one thing they have at their back is die-hard Porsche fans that love Porsche manual vehicles. What's particularly interesting is they're only going to make 1,948 of them, which is kind of an odd number. You might think, why 1,948? That's kind of weird. Well, that number is meant to pay homage to the first ever Porsche, which is registered in 1948. Kind of a cool touch by Porsche. Now, this new 911 Speedster, or I should say special 911 Speedster, it's very different. It's going to contain several changes compared to its other siblings. It's going to be have more horsepower, a little bit more torque. It's much lighter. It's going to have more refined engine, fewer gears, etc. and so forth. But we got a lot to go over, so let's get right into it. Performance-wise, it is going to have 502 horsepower and 346 foot-pounds of torque. Like I said, it is a little bit more powerful compared to its other brothers it's related to, the other Carrera 4 Cabriolet, and depending on which generation, GT3 as well. Much lighter, new exhaust system. It's actually, the exhaust system is 22 pounds lighter compared to the normal one it has. It's also, the engine in the rear has been lightened as well with different welding patterns that they decided to use. Top speed is 192, and your 0 to 60 is going to be at 3.2 seconds, which is not bad at all considering, remember, this is a 6-speed manual. Automatics nowadays are just 10 times better than what manuals are. But again, this is more of a homage thing, a celebration. So why not have some fun with it and throw a manual in there? Like I had also said, the engine overall is more refined. You're going to have new fuel injectors that are capable of functioning at a higher pressure. And also individual throttle bodies have been added to the vehicle as well for overall functionality. A really big deal is you're going to have a new Porsche is calling a new package, which is called Heritage Edition, which is additional decals on the car. Now, you may not think it's not that big of a deal, but only so many of them are going to come with it. So it'll make your 911 Speedster a little bit rarer compared to the rest of them. Price-wise, it's not cheap. You're going to be sitting at $275,000, which some people might think I'm going to pay $275,000 for a car that is definitely not as fast performance-wise compared to other vehicles out there. But again, remember, this is more of just a special car. This is a collector's car. This is something you can add to a collection. It's special. You can enjoy it. It's still going to make a great GT car. It's not meant to be the fastest. It's not meant to be the quickest. It's to take the beauty of the 991 and stick it together with a manual. And it's a Porsche. That's what it is. It is an old school Porsche that they're bringing to life to send off the 991 generation. And it's amazing. All in all, you know, this 911 Speedster, it's something special because it's taking something that many people love, the 991, and it's sending it off in the right way. Porsche is moving on to bigger and better things to make their cars better, and I don't see a much better way to do it. The 991 was, to reiterate again, my opinion, the most important thing it did was bring a new fan base. I mean, I can't tell you how many new Porsche fans I've seen out there because of this 991. Porsche series, the GT3s, GT3 RSs, GT2 RSs. It's just, it was the whole package car. So many people fell in love with Porsche because of this generation. That's one of the biggest things it did. And ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for episode number 53. I'm definitely going to miss the 991. But you know what? With change comes good things. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you're checking out the YouTube for the first time, browse the channel. If you like it, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, hit a like on this video. If you're not checking out the YouTube, you're just listening, head over to the YouTube channel and check it out. Don't forget to send me an email with anything you guys need, info@car5podcast.com. And don't forget to tune in June 28th for episode number 54. Shocking news to everybody, Pagani is joining the electric market. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.